Hey everybody, welcome to Hooked on Crime Pod, the podcast where we talk about hooks and crooks, but this episode we're not going to be talking about crooks unless we want to talk about the crime that I've committed of not posting an episode in a month and a half. I'm sorry. Life kind of happened. So my husband got a transfer with his job, and we moved from North Carolina to currently we're in Oklahoma staying with some family. But hopefully once the housing market quits being extremely frustrating, we can find a house down in Texas where we're going to be settling. Moving halfway across the country was not in my 2022 bingo card, but it happened and I don't regret it. It's been good. We've been out here for a couple weeks and I'm really enjoying it. It's nice and quiet out here. It's definitely a change, and I just wanted to apologize to everybody for not having an episode for a while. I didn't have time, honestly. It all happened so fast that it was, hey, you know, we're gonna need you down here in Texas. And so it was boom, job offer, boom, pack, boom, sell the house, boom, just everything. And it just, oh man, y'all, it has been crazy. Very, very, very crazy. So, yeah, that's what's been going on here with that. But now we're here, we're safe, settled, kind of. I mean, it's a work in progress. It's going to be, of course, a little bit different when we have our own house. Cause like I said, right now we're staying with family, which I really appreciate. You know, my husband's family out here is, well, it's our family out here. It's not just my husband's, but they're great. I freaking love them. It was really cool because, like, I never really thought we'd live close enough to family where we could just, you know, go have family dinner or, you know, like, take my niece and nephews to the park or whatever, but now we can. And Crime Kid is being homeschooled now because I didn't really feel like there was a point in sticking her in a school here for a couple months. And then if we find a place down, you know, where we're going to permanently settle, and then moving her, I just feel like that would have been a lot. So I'm homeschooling her for now. That's, it's interesting. See, the thing is she's extremely, extremely smart, and, she blows through her schoolwork really fast. And so then the rest of the day, we just kind of look at each other and we're like, well, what are we going to do? So we're kind of working on that, trying to, figure out more of a schedule to, go through the day, but you know, we'll get it figured out. It's only week two. Doing this homeschooling thing, but we'll get there. If any of you guys are homeschooling parents, the email address for the podcast is hookedoncrimepod@gmail.com. If you guys have any advice, please feel free to reach out. Also, the dogs are barking at a bird because, you know, birds are evil apparently. Yeah, or you know, facebook.com/hookedoncrimepod. That's the Facebook page. I need to get better about being on there. But yeah, reach out to me on there too if you guys have any homeschooling advice, because I was homeschooled, but it's way different than it is now, because now it's all on computer and stuff, and it wasn't when I was a kid. So, you know, it's different. But anyway, no, I just, I wanted to apologize that there haven't been any episodes, and, give kind of a life update. I'm gonna pause and do an ad break, and then I'll be back. Actually, you know what? We'll talk about some stuff I've been crocheting. We'll be right back after the ads. Hey everybody, it is time for a new crochet spotlight artist, and we're doing things a little bit different this year. I have decided to extend the spotlight artist time because it's my podcast and I can do what I want. So we have Knotted Faux Crochet run by Miss Amber Donegan, who has like some super freaking cute designs. I'm working on her Puppy the Spider design. Now, normally I'm not a huge spider fan, but oh my god, this is so cute, y'all. It is like, if you've ever seen like the little Lucas the Spider type little shorts or whatever, it looks like Lucas the Spider. Like, so freaking adorable. I bought some more of her patterns, like the little moth man and the poodle moth, and like I just think they're the bee's knees. So if you guys want to go check her out, you can go to facebook.com/knottedfaux, which is KNOTTEDFAUX. Her Etsy shop is etsy.com/shop/knottedfaux, spelled the same as, you know, Facebook. And like, seriously, she's so sweet. I was talking to her in the chat, asked her if she, you know, wanted to be the spotlight artist. And she's just the bee's knees, y'all. She is so sweet. She has, like, the cutest patterns. And a lot of them have that faux fur yarn. And honestly, like, I've always been intimidated by the patterns with the faux fur yarn. But the way hers are, I didn't feel intimidated anymore. Like, so cute, so adorable. I really hope you guys go and check her out. And yeah, just show some support for our, you know, wonderful crochet artists in our wonderful little community. Hope you guys have a good one. And yeah, check out Amber Donegan with Knotted Faux Crochet. Okay, and we're back. So life update was first, and now guest zero is still barking at a bird because, you know, birds are scary. And it's funny because my father-in-law has some horses out here where he lives, and the three dogs that we have just stare at the horses like they're the biggest dogs they've ever seen, and it is hilarious. If I can ever catch it on video, I'll try and upload it to the page because, y'all, it's so funny. It cracks me up. But, yeah, so, since we've gotten here, my, nieces and nephews have gotten a couple little things from me because I hadn't really gotten to make them anything before. So, my youngest nephew is a baby, but I made him a baby blanket, finally got it delivered to him. He's little, but his mama liked it. He seemed to like it. He didn't cry when I gave it to him, so I guess that's a good thing. It was just some extra squishy yarn that I did a corner to corner stitch on, and then did a single crochet border all around. I did a stuffed baby Yoda, little Grogu, whatever it's called, for my second youngest nephew. His whole room is done in baby Yoda, and so it's so cute. And I was like, well, if I made you something, what would you want me to make you? And he was like, well, I don't know. I said, well, what if I make you one of those? And he was like, oh my gosh, yes. And so when I gave it to him, he was like really, really excited. And then for my niece, her favorite color is pink, and I'm convinced that she is a princess of just her own right. So I made her a pink princess llama. She likes llamas. She had llamas on her birthday cake. And her birthday happened right before we moved down here, but she had llamas on her birthday cake. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make her a stuffed llama. I got the pattern off Etsy. I will link it on the Facebook page. Then for my oldest nephew down here, I made him a stuffed snitch from Harry Potter because I asked him, he's a little bit older than Crime Kid, so I was like, well, what do I make a preteen boy? I don't really have a lot of experience with preteen boys, but I was like, what do I make one? I don't know. I want to make him something. I don't want him to feel left out or nothing. So I'd asked him what he wanted me to make him, and he wasn't sure. But I figured out what I was going to make him after I realized that the one day I went over there, he and I sat and talked about Harry Potter for like 5 hours. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make him a snitch. I just kind of crocheted a ball and then crocheted a wing shape. Don't really have a pattern for that one, sorry, so I can't really share it, but if I ever figure out what I did, I guess I could write one up. I don't know. Made my sister-in-law a couple of pot holders, and a couple of, like, dish rags out of cotton yarn, and yesterday I got in some wooden rings so that way I can make my youngest nephew some teething rings. Gonna try and figure out some patterns for those. I've seen some cute ones online, but I mean that's basically it. I know this one's probably boring. You guys seem to generally like the crimeier podcasts, but I don't really have I haven't had time to really research anything. I've got a couple that I've got ideas for, and I had one that I had researched out and I was going to record, but then everything happened and my notebook that had all of my research done got shoved in a box, and I don't know what box it's in, and everything is in storage right now, and I don't know that going through each and every box to try and find the notebook would be a very good idea, so I may just have to redo all of that research. So yeah, hopefully I can get some more crimeier podcasts done and get some more out. But yeah, that's been it lately. I really appreciate you guys that stick around and that are understanding of, you know, life happening, and that, you know, I don't have help with this podcast. It's just me and my phone, and the dogs and Crime Kid running around. But, yeah. Anyway, lots of love to everybody. Y'all stay safe and get to hooking, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.